USA News, I'm John Schaefer. A charter bus carrying a high school marching band has been involved in an accident. The incident occurred about 70 miles north of New York City, where the bus carrying the Farmingdale High School marching band from Long Island rolled down an embankment. There were more than 50 people on board, and multiple injuries have been reported. According to the Farmingdale School District, the band was en route to a band camp in Pennsylvania. The Biden administration is introducing a fresh package of military aid to support Ukraine in its conflict with Russia. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan made the announcement today, stating that it will encompass substantial air defense capabilities.
Above all, though, President Biden wants to use today to reaffirm his commitment, this administration's commitment, this country's commitment to continuing to lead the world in support of Ukraine for as long as it takes, and that's what he intends to do today.
The initiative aligns with Ukraine's ongoing efforts to counterattack and reclaim territory from the invading Russian forces. The number of Americans making initial unemployment claims in the U.S. fell by 20,000 last week, totaling 201,000 individuals. According to the latest data from the Labor Department, these figures mark the lowest since January, and they are significantly below analysts' anticipated number of 225,000. Additionally, ongoing unemployment claims decreased by 21,000, reaching an almost 8-month low. For the second time this week, House Republicans face a setback in their efforts to push through a defense funding bill. In a surprising turn, six conservative Republicans sided with Democrats, causing a defeat in today's procedural vote. This poses a challenge for House Speaker Kevin McCarthy.
I know it's an obstacle, but I find it as a challenge, and we're going to solve it.
The conservative faction's opposition stems from their insistence on more substantial spending reductions. Meanwhile, the House is also under pressure to pass legislation securing government funding beyond September 30th. This is USA News.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
A recent study highlights a potential association between diet soda consumption and autism. Scientists at the University of Texas Health Science Center discovered that expectant mothers who consumed one can of diet soda daily were more prone to having a child on the autism spectrum. The research prompts fresh inquiries regarding the potential risks associated with the sweetener known as aspartame, which has also been implicated in cancer in various studies. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton has returned to his duties following an unsuccessful impeachment endeavor, and he's not mincing words when it comes to those who sought to remove him from his position.
Doesn't help us with our legislation. He's been very difficult to work with. I think the worst speaker that I've ever seen, at least in my lifetime.
His primary anger directed at Texas House Speaker Dade Phelan, who he holds responsible for allowing the filing of impeachment articles. Paxton expressed his discontent with the decision made by the Texas comptroller to withhold his pay during the trial, deeming it petty. There seems to be a possible end in sight for the Writers Guild of America strike. On Wednesday, writers and producers engaged in direct negotiations, and they are reportedly on the verge of reaching an agreement. That's according to CNBC. Both parties are optimistic about sealing the deal today. In a monumental agreement, WWE and NBC Universal have sealed a deal valued at $1.4 billion for Friday Night's SmackDown. In October 2024, the show will make its return to the USA Network. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Hey y'all, this is Ronte, and a little thing I love about the Chick-fil-A honey pepper pimento chicken sandwich is the pimento cheese. I was like, go cheese, go pimento, go honey, go get it.
Hi, this is Chantrese, and a little thing I love about the Chick-fil-A honey pepper pimento chicken sandwich is the mild spiciness of the pickled jalapenos. No, it's the crispy chicken. Actually, I can't decide. It's the entire sandwich.
Order the honey pepper pimento chicken sandwich on the Chick-fil-A app today. Available for a limited time. Real Chick-fil-A guests paid for their testimonials.